Colm and Lucy podcast with Colm Hayes and Lucy Kennedy
from Nova.ie and Radio Nova.
Thank you for selecting this particular podcast on your journey across the global world of podcasts. This is the Colm and Lucy Breakfast Show podcast. If you know the band Key West, well, stay in your seat because they're on the way. Also, we go to Japan to speak to Will in Japan in Sulis Bar. We have a review of the movie Richard Jewell. We'll talk to Marius in South Africa. We have a session from JJ Bloom. And we've two great new games that we feature on this podcast. One is called Sanitize Your Song and the next one is called DVD Disasters. This, in fact, could be a disaster, but thank you for choosing this disaster.
It's the best of the Colm and Lucy Breakfast Show on Radio Nova.
Good morning, everybody. Our good friends in Key West have been keeping busy in the lockdown and have released an emotional music video called Ordinary Superhero in aid of Ireland's frontline workers. The band, mostly known for busking on Grafton Street, being very attractive, very nice, and friends of Nova, have now teamed up with Heroes Aid for a new video that's streaming now from their gaff. I think they might be in their pajamas and on Skype. It is Key West.
Good morning, guys.
Hello, boys.
Good morning.
Are they pajamas?
From the bottom down, it's all fun, but from the top up, it's all business. So
love it.
And you're both wearing the same tops.
Oh, yeah, that was an accident.
Yeah. Spending way too much time together in this lockdown.
We are not as observant as we should be these days.
And you're actually starting to look like each other, exactly the same hair, the same beard.
cut each other's hair.
Oh, God, it's that's not a good thing to be pointed out.
Okay, well, listen, great talking to you again, guys. And of course, we've been speaking to so many bands on Skype like this, and people can watch this on Facebook and on Twitter Live. You guys were just so busy. We were talking to you recently about signing the new record deal and working with Marshall Records. You're always busy touring. You're around Germany, around England and everything. How are you dealing with this sudden lockdown?
We're just trying to get as much sort of songwriting done as we can. And I guess a lot of online stuff, things that we've neglected in the past. We're going to start doing some cover sessions, things like that. We're just doing a live stream tonight, first live stream. We've just been recording like crazy, and then the song, of course, came about because of just being stuck in and thinking, Jesus, is there anything we can do?
Yeah.
So that's kind of where that came from.
And the thing is, as well, there was a time when you were all living together. Now there's just the 2 years. Because where's the rest of the lads?
They're both British, so they're gone home to be with family. And it was such a busy year last year. We were already in that process. We were going to be taking some time off. So
yeah,
so it's all good.
Is it good to be apart for that period of time? Well, from the other lads, I know the 2 years are stuck together.
I mean, we needed. We're always neighbours anyway.
Oh,
so,
were you? Okay.
We just needed some. We needed to move out of the place we were in anyway.
Yeah.
And so it was just at the right time to kind of pursue other things. And then we just got into the studio, locked ourselves in anyway, and then this all sort of came about. So
yeah.
Everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
I'm thinking as well with the likes of yourselves with bands, and we were talking to JJ Bloom on yesterday. We've had various people on. Have you plotted a course for the rest of the year, or are you able to do that?
Can you?
Yeah.
I honestly, we've talked a lot about this. I don't think that we're trying to look and do new avenues now, because I don't think things are going to be back to normal for bands. I think in terms of like gatherings for concerts, I just don't see that being a thing this year. Mm. Unless a vaccine comes in, I think the situation will be living alongside this thing. Mm. And that will mean we'll be back to some normality, but we'll still be doing social distancing. We won't be doing huge gatherings. We'd be mad to get back into that situation. So for us, we have to figure out a new way of connecting with our fans. So we're looking just through the digital world, which means just a lot more music, a lot more content, which in some ways is exciting for us to just focus on writing songs and making songs over and over rather than being on the road.
Mm.
How about a nudie calendar?
Well, we talked about it. I mean, Yeah, well, I'm nude from the waist down at the moment.
We're just brainstorming here.
I think it's going to be many years before anyone is ready physically to release a nudie calendar on any level. just to say, listen, so far, well done. You have raised, is that 126,000 on the GoFundMe page?
Yeah.
Wow. That is quite amazing. My screen has just gone blank. So you're looking to try and raise 175,000. You've got 126. When did you actually start this?
It all happened very quickly. A friend of mine, Doug, he called me. He listens to our music, and Ordinary Superhero came on as a song in his playlist. And he said as he was listening to it, he realized it was quite poignant to the situation we're in. Yeah. So he gave me a call, said, is there something we can do with this? And we kind of brainstormed. And from the conversation to the video was 3 days, and it just started to move. And from at that point, there's a doctor in the video, Matthew O'Toole, and he connected us with Mary Leahy, who is she's a nurse out of the West Coast, but she's a powerhouse in terms of just fundraising and understanding that whole world of sourcing equipment and distribution, which is a major thing. Yeah. I mean, she's that whole Heroes Aid situation. They were the organization that took in the 1.3 million from Conor McGregor to get PPE into people. Right. So Mary knows what she's doing. So she got involved, yeah. and they were very happy to have this song and the video as a kind of a physical thing to rally around, to get people to share, to occupy. And the great thing is it's still growing legs. Yeah. More and more media are getting involved now, and there's more and more ideas being thrown at us to continue to accelerate this and hopefully, because originally it was just set out to make 100,000, yeah. hit that mark, and they've put it to 175, and if we can hit that, we'll go a little higher and see how it goes.
People can go to the GoFundMe.com/Heroes Aid page. You'll read all about it, see everything that's involved there. And just looking at the people that have donated, Katie O'Sullivan donated 15 minutes ago. It's great the way you can see it. Thank you so much, Katie, yes. for doing that. Damien Kelly, 29 minutes ago. So it's very, very active. And it can be any level of money. It can be from, if somebody wants to give 50,000, brilliant, or €5, you know, every little bit helps.
Exactly, and there's an easier link. It's just heroes-aid.com.
Okay.
We'll get them there.
Okay. We're going to put it up on our Facebook page. We'll put it up on Twitter as well, and it'll also be on our nova.ie because people are watching us as we speak as well. So we're going to put it up, okay? So let's do the tune live from... Is that your living room, your back room, your bedroom? Where is this?
This is the living room, yeah.
Okay.
There's a lot of stuff on your shelf, boys. Who's the hoarder?
Yeah, probably more alcohol than I should have on this time of morning.
There's a little platinum disc on the back wall. Is that one of yours?
It is, yeah.
Okay, very good. Okay, so let's do the song. You ready to go?
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah. Key West, live on Skype, live on Facebook, live on Twitter. Take it away.
It's the best of the Colm and Lucy Breakfast Show on Radio Nova. Around the world,
around the... So far, we have been to Madrid, to Oshina Madrid. We were in Marius in Cape Town. Now, one place we haven't got in contact with yet is Japan, so we're going there live now. Of course, we were in Japan. It was November. It was October, was it?
Yeah, the World Cup.
October. We were in Japan in October for the World Cup.
God, that seems like yesterday, doesn't it?
I know. Well, it seems like yesterday and also 3 years ago. You know, that sort of weird sense of timing. But where we broadcast from was the Solace Bar in downtown Tokyo, and the owner of the bar was Will, and we have him on the line now. Will, good morning to you.
Good morning, Clint. How are you doing?
This is Colm here. It's Colm.
Oh, sorry, Colm. How are you doing?
It's okay. How are you, Will? So we haven't spoken in a while, but it's a different world. How is Japan today?
Yes, you're right. It's a much more stressful world at the moment. Japan, to be honest, it still seems to be people are going around mainly their family business or whatnot. A lot of businesses have closed down, but I live in quite a residential area with a lot of families. And the queue out the door there this morning for McDonald's and local convenience was the busiest I've ever seen it.
Wow.
So it doesn't seem to be like the official kind of lockdown that you have in Ireland or the UK at the moment. It seems to be a bit, well, it's up to your own social responsibility, and it doesn't seem to be taken very seriously yet.
Yeah,
it's a bit worrying.
It's funny because we were just talking earlier on about the way different countries are dealing with it, and they're calling it an intelligent lockdown in Holland. In other words, it's up to you to take that step and to be civically responsible. So there's no national lockdown in Japan. There's no government restrictions as such.
Well, I only found this out myself last week. It's in the Japanese Constitution from World War II that they can't actually fine you or make you shut you down your business. There's nothing they can do. So if we stayed open and said we're going to ignore these rules, there's nothing actually they could do about us. They couldn't fine us. Now, we've decided to shut down anyway, and we shut down from yesterday, but I think that's one of the reasons it's not being taken so seriously.
Right.
Because when the Olympics got postponed, they started to take it a lot more serious, and then what they said is, okay, don't go to bars or restaurants on the weekend, close on the weekend, but business as usual Monday to Friday, which obviously is very confusing to a lot of people. Then the numbers spiked again, so they said, okay, bars can stay open, but take your last orders at 7 o'clock in the evening, but stay open for lunch.
Okay.
So we kind of took an initiative and been like, okay, we're just going to decide this ourselves, because they're not giving us very clear guidance on this whatsoever, you know?
Yeah. And up to the point that you decided to close down, was it busy, Bill, or Will, in the bar?
No. It was gone really, really quiet. Lunchtimes were still okay because a lot of people were still going to the office. Night times had quietened down a huge amount. We still had a lot of regulars and stuff coming in. It seems to be the foreign residents, including myself living here, seem to be taking it more serious than the Japanese seem to be at the moment. I think maybe because they're more in contact with their family and friends back home and they can see how bad it's getting.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, it's just...
Still looking at the level
of... any real clear notice on it.
Still looking at the level of infection and even the level of single day recorded deaths in Japan, it's still very low compared to what we've had even in Ireland, but certainly across Western Europe.
Yeah, that's a good question. I've asked like a friend of mine who's actually just graduated as a nurse working here, and what she explained to me is that the hospitals here are extremely clean, and they wear like the masks and the PPE all the time anyway, regardless of whether there's a coronavirus going on or not. Now, you also have the cynical view where people are like, they were purposely not testing people because they don't want the numbers to spike because they don't want the hospitals to be jammed up. So there's a lot of divided opinions whether you're going to believe the numbers or not. It's kind of hard to believe for a population this big and the trains that are busy as they are that the numbers are actually this low.
I mean, I'm looking at a single day record yesterday of 19 deaths. And as you said, right across Japan, I mean, just being in Tokyo for those couple of days, and as you said, on the transport system, I have never witnessed anything like it in my life.
So chock-a-block.
Oh, it was. Yeah. It's so jammed. Yeah. It's unbelievable. I mean, is it still like that on a daily basis? Are they still that busy on the trains?
With the trains, the main busiest line, the Yamanote line, is down by 40%. Now, even that down 40% would still be far busier than anything we've seen in Ireland, I think, ever.
Yeah.
The Juku station itself, I think between 7 and 9 on a weekday morning, has a million people passing through it.
Oh,
now, everybody
is
wearing masks. Yeah. That's what they're dealing with there. So, I mean, if you look at the numbers just from that point of view, it's like, well, how can it be so well contained?
I know.
Yes.
Well, one of the things even then where we were over there in October was the amount of people that wear masks anyway on a daily basis, whether it's because of the pollution or maybe because you've had, you know, the SARS there. So there seems to be a cultural thing to wear masks anyway.
Yeah, it's a cultural thing, but it's a nice part of Japanese culture is that most people who wear masks aren't actually up to before the coronavirus anyway, weren't it to prevent getting sick. Usually they'd be a little bit sick themselves, so they would do it to contain themselves and not to infect other people. So, and they're actually quite proud of that part of their culture. And hay fever season as well is from February till about April, mid to late April, so a lot of people will wear masks as well because hay fever can get really, really bad here in the spring season. I don't know how that would account for touching handrails on trains or like sitting down in a seat where somebody's just gone off of, because if it's as infectious as coronavirus is, I don't know how how could you possibly keep that down? You know,
I know it's weird. Is it a case of they are trying to just keep the numbers down? Because that's just, I mean, I've never seen
a panic.
Yeah, the amount of people like in one area, as I had in Tokyo in October, it was quite scary for a young man from Dublin. Yeah, but well, just
with the young man.
just before we go as well, thank you first for your hospitality when we were over there in October. It was quite amazing. Great little bar. And by the way, did I leave my sunglasses there?
Oh for God's sake.
I just couldn't find them when I came home.
I don't know, man. It's been the Rugby World Cup. There's a lot of stuff left here. It's all gone into the homeless shelter now, anyway.
Okay.
It's gone to a good place.
It's gone to a good place. So, somebody with bad eyes, because they were, somebody with bad eyes. Anyway, Will, thank you so much for taking the call. Take care of yourself, man. And as I said, we go every Wednesday, we go around the world, so we'll keep in contact with you, all right?
Okay. Thanks, guys. God bless.
Look after yourself.
Take care of yourself. See you then. Bye-bye.
That is crazy, isn't it, that they're not taking any measures?
It's crazy that they're not taking any measures, and it's crazy that yesterday they registered a single day record of 19 deaths in a population that size, and it's so densely, Lucy, it's so densely populated, it's scary.
When I saw your photos, I would get claustrophobic there.
There's one, just to remind you, there's one it's not a crossroads, it's an intersection, and it's an intersection at the two of the busiest train stations in the world, and at the busiest time, how many is it, Clint? 250,000 people cross the road.
It's crazy.
250,000 people cross the road.
Every day?
No, in one crossing.
Lucy, please. Can you imagine this man that we work with trying to negotiate crossing the road while taking photos or going Insta Live because he thought he was cool?
Yeah.
With 400,000 other people.
Yes, in one go. And
bodies like pushing into you and stuff.
No, it's actually quite organised.
They're very organised.
Colm Hayes is not that organised.
Yeah, like Shrek standing in front of the middle
It is so busy, right? Right, they're so busy and there's so many people that if they didn't have it so well organised, it'd be anarchy. But there's me trying to cross going live and lying on the ground trying to get her photo taken. Was our Rebecca. She's actually on the ground. Because there's an area that they have covered off for tourists where you can lie on the ground and take a picture of the people behind you.
No way.
Yes, it's most bizarre.
I just can't believe that the Japanese are reacting like this.
I know. Are not reacting.
But this is the way.
Or are they?
I think as Will explained there, like the Japanese people know what to do. Like, it's almost like within them that they know how to act in an appropriate manner.
Yeah, I know, but there's something wrong if they're only shown 19 deaths. I don't know.
Do you think they're in denial, or do you think they know and they're just not sharing the information?
I think they know and they're not sharing the information. Personally, I think they know because I think it is so well balanced, that entire culture, that anything that's out off to the left or to the right will actually end up in anarchy. So I think that could be what they're trying to deal with. I'm completely wrong. Maybe they're actually dealing with it. But anyway, we can go back to Will whenever we need and follow him, you know? Good guy.
He is a good guy.
Nice to see there's somebody out there with my sunglasses.
Oh, shush.
No. Oh, my God, you need to let this go.
I know.
They're probably on the plane. I bet you packed them and you just lost them.
No. Rebecca was meant to pack them just before we left the bar and pay the bar bill. She did neither.
Oh, dear.
It's the best of the Colm and Lucy Breakfast Show on Radio Nova.
Roll up, everybody. Roll up, get under your sofa. It is time to go to the movies with our man in the movies, Clint, which is brought to you by Manhattan Popcorn. Ireland's favourite popcorn, manhattan.ie.
Now, I wasn't an old fella in 1996. You were, Colm.
I was, yes. I've been an old fella for most of the last three decades.
So do you remember the Summer Olympics in Atlanta?
I do, actually.
Of 1996. Yeah. And the bombing?
Yes, in the park.
So I just remember the news flashes and things like that. Lucy, you as well are a younger woman, so you wouldn't remember 1996.
Well, it's not that long ago.
It's not.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But anyway, this is the true story of Richard Jewell, who was initially hailed as the hero of the Atlanta bombings because he was a private security guard working at the time and apparently moved everyone away, or a good number of people away, and saved many lives from being lost that evening. And then it became a witch hunt, and Richard was then the number one wanted for committing the crime. And so this is the story of Richard Jewell. Here's a little taste of Richard Jewell.
Mr. Jewell, I've got a few questions.
I was just doing my job.
So you have no idea who might have put that package there?
No, sir.
Did you plant a bomb in Centennial Park?
Richard, this is capital crime here.
My son is innocent.
Do you have any case against me?
I report the facts.
You've ruined this man's life.
I didn't do this.
Ooh.
And it's quite extraordinary. Yeah. So it's Clint Eastwood, director, legendary filmmaker behind this. And you know when you're watching a Clint Eastwood film.
Yeah.
There's just something in the water. It's the way it's shot. It's the time. Like, I hate films that go on a bit.
Yeah.
And I don't really enjoy that. But something about Clint, there's just a sense of time and it passes.
It's tension.
But it's kind of... Yeah. A long sense of time as well.
But you don't feel the... Like, I'm thinking of... It was a Gran Turismo?
Everything he does
Gran
has
Torino,
this...
Yeah, Gran Torino.
Everything has that sense.
Yeah.
And so it's his take on this. And, I mean, of course, when you have Clint Eastwood directing, you have a brilliant cast.
Yeah.
So you have Sam Rockwell.
Oh, I like Sam
Rockwell. Who plays the lawyer. Yeah. Kathy Bates, you heard her voice there. Brilliant. She's Richard's mother.
Okay.
Love her.
Brilliant, Lucy. Brilliant. And also for you, Lucy, a little bit of ham. John Hamm.
Ooh.
Oh, Madman Hamm.
Madman Hamm.
Ah, right.
So he's the lead investigator for the FBI.
Who plays Richard Jewell?
You probably don't know him. He's been in bits and pieces before. His name's Paul Walter Hauser. Did you see I, Tonya?
Yes, he was in that. Yeah. Oh, that's a great movie.
Yeah. So this is streaming now. It is on all your digital platforms and you can download it and all that sort of stuff. But I really, really enjoyed it.
Okay.
Because I don't remember the intricacies of the news story at the time.
I don't remember the intricacies of it. I just remember the story. There wasn't that many killed in the bombing.
Luckily, because of Richard. It could have been hundreds.
Yes.
I think there was less than 10 if I'm mistaken.
I think it was about two or three. Yeah. That's all. I must check that.
And just the way, because this was before, social media and the media that it is now. So maybe that's why we didn't know the inner workings, because I guess in Ireland or in Australia, for that matter, we wouldn't have got the day-to-day updates.
And the rolling news.
Of the rolling news that was. And it's such a crazy, crazy world where he was hailed the hero for literally less than a day. And then all of a sudden, that was taken away and he was... Public enemy number one.
So what's interesting about this is it's literally on all platforms now.
Exactly. You can get it on your digital downloads. And then the old DVD even will be coming out soon as
right.
well.
Wow. Still people
That's
buying
so
the DVDs.
That's so funny that you're mentioning DVDs. As you say that, my children here are sorting through DVDs.
There you go.
What's at the top of the pile?
Yeah.
Do people even...
Yeah. We have a good... We were talking about the... Bruce Springsteen.
DVD. DVD. Western Skies.
Western Stars.
Western Stars, sorry.
I mean, they're around. I mean, I guess if you're a fan of a particular film or a particular musical artist, I think I'd still like to buy the DVD.
I have a lot of music on DVD.
Yeah, good to have, I suppose. A lot of music. Memory.
But Richard Jewell, so what are you giving him?
I'm going to go...
The full five.
No. 4.5.
4.5. Okay.
It's the best of the Colm and Lucy Breakfast Show on Radio Nova. Around the world,
around the Okay, just reading in the papers actually over the weekend, Gráinne Shoiga was interviewed and said that South Africa, the lockdown is so severe, there's no alcohol, there's no tobaccos, there's no jogging, everything is it looks like it's banned, so we can go, not to Gráinne, but we can go to South Africa now, to Cape Town, and say good morning to Marius. Good morning, Marius.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We are all very good at the moment. How are you?
Very good, very good. I think what you said just now is perfectly encapsulate the feeling at the moment. It is weird. It's a beautiful day. I've got a lovely sea view. I'm looking onto the promenade, which is normally bustling with Cape Town's most good-looking, most fit people, and now dead. It's a beautiful day for an apocalypse.
What a great name for a book.
So what's going over there? It's so strict, your lockdown.
It is. I mean, it's kind of, there's many aspects to it. We can go out for essential, food and medical supplies and that kind of thing. But otherwise, no walking and no jogging, no cigarette sales, no booze sales. So you can imagine it's a bit like a pressure cooker at the moment. There has been some very funny incidents and some very more serious incidents.
Interesting you say no cigarette sales or no booze sales. So are your cigarettes just licensed to the liquor stores? And therefore, if you're a 20, if you're a two-pack-a-day guy, what do you do?
Well, you know, that's... I think there's already a lot of underground kind of trade going on in this kind of stuff. And I think a lot of people, just for the fact of having to make a life, they are selling. They're taking the risk, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, booze is more strict. You know, that you definitely cannot get hold of unless you have, you know, friends or, you know, wow. some kind of, yeah.
Why booze?
You know, I think... They see it as this, you know, that people, families being stuck together in confined spaces with lots of alcohol. There's lots of binge drinking that would go on during this time that people are not working. I suppose they're playing out worst case scenarios. I don't know whether it's a wise thing. You know, I have luckily stockpiled a nice supply.
Good man.
I suppose there's two ways of looking at it. Now, the off-licenses are still very much open and operating
very
in Ireland.
Very much.
Yeah, and I think it's a case of maybe, and I know this is, I'll be you know, hit for this, but for mental health purposes, the odd glass or two relaxes people and they enjoy it. And it is, you can still, if you're in a house with, you know, other family members, you can still socialise with them. And to remove anything like that, like we were just saying earlier on, Italy is opening up the bookstores today because they believe that reading is good for the mental health. And I suppose there's ways of looking at it, but also we've got to take care of our own in some ways. And I'm not encouraging people to binge drink, but I'm just saying that, you know, the odd little glass of wine of that is quite good, and that's quite severe for you guys.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I think, you know, as long as you know, you don't have a problem and you're not being a nasty person, why not, you know?
Exactly.
I think structure is a big thing during this lockdown. And if you have your, you know, 6 o'clock glass of wine as another marker in the day, and it's, you know, that, you know, that goes on. I think we all need our little rituals, and, you know, those might include a cigarette or a drink. Why not?
So how long is this going to be? So over here in Ireland, we're told May the 5th. Have you been given an indication of the length of severity?
Well, we have had a 2 week extension. We are now 2.5 weeks in, so we'll have like a total 5 week lockdown. There's been no further word on whether it's going to be extended or not. I think, you know, the other thing here is the economy, and that the informal sector is huge. There's a lot of people that need to go out and work to bring food home every day.
Yeah.
You can't indefinitely, you know, let this go on. So there's that side of it. But yeah, as I said, I think the comparatively the infections are still quite low, and everybody is kind of waiting.
I suppose, again, when you look at South Africa, and we do see the townships and that, and the close, the, you know, how close they live together, and the mass of people that live in one area as well. You know, we think of Soweto, obviously, from here. How are they coping with it?
You know, it's very difficult. I really feel, especially in this time, the socioeconomic differences of our country has really come to the fore. It really brings this out. There's reports of looting, shops being, you know, just mobs of people. And you kind of have to have empathy and understand it. I mean, if you've, you know, that something's got to give. So I think there needs to be a more concerted national effort in terms of relief, you know, food relief, that kind of it is a huge undertaking.
There is that civic balance and balance from authority as well, not to obviously to ensure that we social distance, but not to go too heavy-handed with it. There would be a historical heavy-handedness with authorities in South Africa, not so much obviously in Ireland. But so therefore, have there been cases of that? And is there extreme, you know, laws as in fines and punishment for breaking the restrictions?
Yeah, they are. I mean, it is a criminal offence. There's been very funny things. That's what I mentioned earlier, like, you know, people running away from the police, poodle on hand, you know, and in spandex. Very funny. But then, you know,
yeah.
People breaking into liquor stores, bottle shops, you know, through chimneys and getting caught, and you know. But then there's also the real, the hardship, you know. There's a lot of, as you probably know, there's a lot of femicide, there's a lot of domestic violence.
Yeah.
These kind of things, you know, spike in these times. If it's intense, for people together, especially in the close environments. I think it's, you know, as I said, I think, unfortunately, this virus really brings to the fore the inequalities of our country.
Well, Marius, listen, stay safe, man. Thank you so much for contacting, well, for us to getting in contact with you. Thanks.
Yeah, good to talk to you.
Yeah, good to talk. You're part now of our Around the World global community. You're part of the family now.
Our weird family.
Our weird global family. So we'll be connecting in every Wednesday to various people. We'll get back to you. Stay safe, man, okay?
You too. Thanks so much.
Look after yourself.
Okay, take care of yourself.
Bye.
That's Marius from Cape Town. You were there, Lucy. Were you in Cape Town?
I was there, yeah.
Beautiful city, apparently,
isn't
it? I was
in Johannesburg. Well, I was in Cape Town a few years before.
Yeah.
But yeah, South Africa is such a beautiful country. Oh, my goodness, and the weather.
Yeah.
But as he says, though, you know, and in Cape Town, just the divide in, you know, it's so obvious if you're very, very wealthy, and then of course the very, very poor, and it is a tough one.
It's the best of the Colm and Lucy Breakfast Show on Radio Nova.
Now everybody, our next guest is a 23-year-old who made it to the final of Germany's Got Talent, and also our very own Nova Discovered. He's co-written two songs with Jake Carter, and his new song has a super cool video which shows him zooming around the rink in Dublin 12. So to perform Always You, which he first played on Nova, please welcome back to the studio, JJ Blue.
Hey, all the way on Skype. JJ, how are you, man?
How are you?
Not too bad, how are we?
Good, thank you.
So you've got a nice little... So again, just to say to everybody, this is Facebook Live, okay? And also, apparently, we're on Twitter Live as well, so we're trying a new experiment. Technology is brilliant. and they can see JJ in his... This is like your home studio, the room you're in.
This is it, yeah. This is the home studio.
Okay, so behind you, you have this amazing banner, which is your JJ Blum, the banner.
Yeah, that's it. JJ Blum, the banner. That's where it came from.
JJ Blum, the banner. And an array of equipment. It's a very fancy-looking microphone.
Yeah, I only bought it there about 6 months ago. It's a Spirit, Aston Spirit, for any producer snobs out there.
Yeah.
But it's grand. Yeah, this is where I do, like, all of my recording for all my my releases. It's right in this room. Like, so.
Okay. But how do you find it now, like, that you're in the lockdown situation? What are you up to?
Yeah, well, I'm kind of lucky enough that I have a studio here so I can keep sane, you know, keep a little bit busy because everyone's stuck in their houses.
Yeah.
But it's a bit mad, yeah, with gigs out the window and everything. It's a bit crazy, but, you know, I could be worse off.
When we spoke, God, it seems so long ago, doesn't it, when you were in studio?
Yeah.
It's
about
like
a year, nearly a year now, I think. It was June or about June last year.
Yeah, it feels like it could have easily been 5 years ago, but you were gigging. Are you full-time at this?
Yeah, full-time. So it's kind of, I've got my toe in everything to try and make a living in the music scene.
Yeah.
But so I'm out doing the cover gigs, trying to make the bread and butter. And then the writing has picked up over the last while. I got a few nice co-writes.
Ah.
And I just said it was time to start releasing my own stuff.
How do you get co-writes? Do you send stuff out to particular people that you want to work with, or how does that work?
Yeah, so I started working with a company called The Nucleus. They're on South William Street, and they basically started me off in that. So I met Jake through that, and then they'll send me out a brief every two weeks of artists that are looking for co-writes, that they look for a melody or lyrics or whatever. So I actually got two co-writes in France there about 2 months ago.
Wow. So again, like, do you know these people?
Cool.
Do you line up with these people in France, or do you just send them stuff?
I actually never met them or like even know what they look like. It's just a brief comes in and I get sent. So say they might have a demo of just like the instrumental, and they're like, we want a melody, but we don't want your lyrics because we're going to sing in French. And I'll just sing gobbledygook into a microphone, like, honestly, just the strangest words you can think of straight off the top of my head.
Yeah.
And they're going to turn it into a song and change the words.
So you're the melody man?
Melody man, yeah, primarily. But I did write lyrics for a French artist as well there recently.
In French?
No, God. No, they wanted an English song. God, can you imagine?
Well, isn't that amazing? Because, I mean, like, isn't there a famous duo from Sweden or whatever, and they write for absolutely everybody? There's that great Irish girl as well who's living in LA, and she's writing for everybody as well. There can be a huge career in just writing the hits.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, if you get going, just build up a catalogue first and see how we go.
So what would you prefer? Do you prefer that, or do you want to be out on stage with the microphone?
I love doing the songwriting. I think it's really cool to like work all day, and your 9-to-5 job is you went in and wrote a really cool song today. Yeah. I think that's so cool. Like, it doesn't feel like a job at all. But the reason I kind of said, right, I'm going to start releasing my own stuff is the first love for me was performing. Like, I was performing since I was about 12, and I was kind of like, okay, if I want to gig them, I gotta release them. So.
You are approaching this like a job, and I mean, it's really important as well, isn't it? Like, you're approaching it, like, you love it. It's a hobby, but it's also a job and it's a career. So you've got to approach it like a 9-to-5 situation.
Absolutely, yeah. I think I've kind of been at it for the last 3 years, but over the last maybe year and a half, it's turned into a business more so. But it's so important, like, because it would be my passion, but yeah, you gotta make a job out of it at the same time if I'm trying.
Okay, so you're going to perform Always You. You played, this is the one, Lucy, this is the one that you love.
Yeah.
Love this song.
So you're going to perform this first, and this is now going out on release.
Yeah, it went out there on Friday.
Okay. Woo-hoo! So live from your home recording studio, live on Twitter, live on Facebook, JJ Bloom, It's Always You. Take it away.
Oh.
Best of the Colm and Lucy Breakfast Show on Radio Nova.
Okay, sanitize the song. So you've got to make a song clean.
Yeah, so we do play these sorts of games. We've done this before.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I don't think
yeah.
we've really done it with you, Lucy. So let's get involved.
Yeah, yeah.
And take a classic song.
Yeah.
Remove a word, replace a word, add a word.
Yeah, yeah.
And let's make it clean for the current environment we live in. Colm, you had an example to start.
Gloves in an elevator. Gloves in an elevator. There you go. Okay. And we've got some prizes we're going to give away. That when it's all over, we can send these prizes to you.
We have a copy of the Bohemian Rhapsody soundtrack to the film.
Ah, lovely. Okay, yeah, that's good. That's good.
A very special edition of Glastonbury Bowie.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes,
that's
in a box set.
The 2000 yes. when he was on... Yeah.
And because I can't eat it...
Yeah.
My Manhattan smooth
yeah.
peanut butter. A whole box.
A whole box. How many tins in there?
Is that cans? Six or so, I think.
Six, I think, are in there.
So anaphylactics cannot enter.
Yeah, okay.
But that can be part of the prize as well. Here's my suggestion.
Go on.
Yeah.
The Beatles classic.
Yeah.
I Want to Wash Your Hands.
I Want to Wash Your Hands.
I have one.
Oh, go on.
And I will always... Wash you.
Okay, yes, that'll do.
That'll
do.
Thank you. I thought as...
We need the ding in the gong, Colin.
Yeah. I got my job back from Jess.
Yes.
And to launch it all, as you're texting in your droves, 087-1818-100, text us or WhatsApp us.
Or call us.
440-4100. Sanitize our songs.
Yes.
Here it is.
The time to clean everywhere, up in the attic and under the stairs. This is the time to clean everywhere. Spray down your granny, she won't care. We need a squeezy, a bucket of bath. I like to clean, not wearing my tie. Oh, oh, let's clean it now. Sanitize our songs.
Let this song be clean. Oh, go on, everybody. If that doesn't do it, nothing will.
Yeah, but okay. Really, do we need that? Like, it's a competition. Yes. We don't need the jingle every time we do a competition.
No. Clint, we always need Lucas's jingle. Lockdown jingles listen. Are going to make him a millionaire.
Queen, another one wiped the desk.
Oh. It's the best of the Colm and Lucy Breakfast Show
on Radio Nova.
Ah, yes. Another one wipes the desk.
The disc?
The disc, if you want to sanitize your songs. And people are sanitizing their songs. Steve Boyle.
In their droves. Good response. Good game. Whose idea was it? Who wants to take credit for this?
I'd like to take full credit for this. I have nothing to do with the jingle, though.
Yeah.
But hashtag sanitize a song is something. And
hashtag he'll see you on Top of the Pops.
Yes, yes.
And we do have up for grabs the Bowie Glastonbury collection, the Bohemian Rhapsody soundtrack to the film, and 6 jars of a beautiful Manhattan smooth peanut butter.
Are they my jars?
No, they're his jars.
They're his jars. Because I don't eat peanut butter, remember?
Yeah, I know. Friends first before strange listeners.
No, they're prizes.
Oh, there's some funny ones coming in. Okay. Steve Boyle is in Sword. Steve, Texas, or WhatsApp us at 0871818100. Hashtag sanitize our songs.
Yes.
Keep on rocking in the clean world. The Neil Young
what
song.
What about this one? Glenn Hayden from Tala says, REM, Everybody Scrubs.
Oh, yes, that's good.
I like it.
Get your dinger. Some calls,
now,
Lucy.
Now, I think we've got ourselves Tom and Suzanne on the line. Good morning, guys.
You got Tom there.
Tom.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Lucy. How are you doing? Hi. Good. Is Suzanne there with you?
No, Suzanne,
we've two callers.
Oh, because I was thinking how cute, because Suzanne always helps us out when no one wants to play our games.
I know, but she's separate.
She's the next call.
Tom, do you and Suzanne want to chat later, please, or are you in a relationship?
I am married, unfortunately.
Unfortunately. Hey.
Tom, your wife's not with you, is she?
She's back home in bed.
Okay.
Bless.
Tom, what's your story? Where are you off to? Are you in a car?
I'm in a car at the moment, heading down to Carlow from Dublin, so I'm the sales representative.
You're which?
Just sales reps, so I'll be on the essential, going to stores, getting your food in on the shelf.
Thank you very much.
We all need food. Probably takes you 15 minutes to get to Carlow these days, does it?
Less than an hour now. Yeah,
brilliant.
Gosh, yeah, that's where my husband's from, so I know that journey well. Okay, what have you got for us in terms of sanitize your lyrics?
Guns N' Roses, Sweet Mask of Mine.
Sweet Mask of Mine.
Very good.
Yes, well done.
We'll take that.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, Tom. Safe journey.
Just say, Lucy, it's sanitize our songs. You just decided to change the entire name of the game there.
Come on, stick with it.
Sorry, I was getting confused with misheard lyrics.
We've got a hashtag going. Look, people
are
hashtagging.
Give me another chance. Okay. Morning, Suzanne.
Hi, Lucy.
How you doing?
Looks like you might have yourself another show, Blind Date, and you're the host.
Don't go there, Suzanne.
Okay, Suzanne, this is what happened. I was supposed to present Blind Date.
And then
they took it off me.
When everything finishes, everything changes.
Suzanne, thank you for that. Now, I did get Ireland's Got Talent instead, but at the time I was very cross, because I do love.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to play Sanitize Our
Morning,
Songs.
Al.
I am. It is. My contribution is One Love by Bob Marley, which is One Glove.
One Glove!
One Glove!
Okay. And I have a second one, which is You Make Me Feel Mighty Real.
Yes.
So You Make Me Feel Mighty Clean by Sylvester.
We'll take that as well to the bank.
Okie doke.
Is that it?
How are you doing anyway? How are you getting on?
I'm okay. As everybody else, taking every day as it comes.
Yeah, good days and bad days, right? Some days I feel very inspired, and other days I just think, oh, God.
I know, but the weather does help, so that's good.
The weather
helps. It does, and it's going to be nice again today, so get outside the back if you can, or the front or wherever.
We get to listen to you, so that makes makes my day anyway.
I love the way you are, only
give her one
fan.
Of these. You get
an extra ding for your kindness.
Oh, brilliant. I need all the dings I can get.
Don't we all?
Have a good day.
You take care.
Absolutely. Bye. See you later, Suzanne. Bye-bye.
Suzanne loves us. Now, she's the only person, but she loves us.
Yeah. And she needs more of the old...
What?
Dings.
And less of the old... if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
That was actually very funny. Lucy, you did a funny.
Oh, my God. Finally, you guys are starting to connect.
You did a funny. Like, a actual funny.
Calm down.
This is what's happening. You guys are spending way too much time together.
Calm down. 087-181-8100. Keep them coming in. Sanitize our songs. 087-181-8100. Text us, WhatsApp us, or call us at 444-100. Prizes akimbo to give away.
Stay with us.
It's the best of the Colm and Lucy Breakfast Show on Radio Nova.
Ladies and gentlemen, DVD. Oh, DVD Disasters is the game we're playing.
I'm scared.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's hanging. It starts again. Hang on.
What? What are you doing? Oh, dear.
DVD Disasters. Yes, welcome along to DVD Disasters.
Is that it?
What do you mean is that it? That took 11 minutes to do.
But hang on, you've put off the listeners now, they're not going
to want
to play.
You need to fire your lead singer, her voice is...
Her voice. That's Hermione.
Hermione needs to seriously suck it all, lozenger. Yeah.
Listen, that was done during the weather and the sports news. Welcome along to DVD Disasters. Before we incorporate the listeners.
Going on. We're going to work it out.
Yeah. So over to Lucy now. Lucy came up with this game during a cup of coffee.
Okay, so basically I was clearing out my cupboards.
Aye.
And I came across some awful DVDs.
Okay.
So, well, no, they're not awful, actually, okay, in fairness. Okay. But so I said, Hazy, look, well, why don't we, you know, give some DVDs away? Because times are hard. We've no prizes. And I want these out of my house. Yes. Now, you won't get the DVD for a year.
Yeah, okay. And it might be scratched.
I want to make that very clear.
There could be a flattened ant on the back.
Yes, there will be some ants on the back. They probably all have the coronavirus.
Oh, no.
And they're manky. Okay, so what we're going to do is I'm going to describe the cover of the DVD and the boys are going to guess. But wait a sec, how does the listener win the DVD then?
We put two listeners on against each other, the way we are on now. This is the practice run. And the listener who guesses.
You're doing the practice.
Yes. Yeah, so if Jeanette and Steve are on, right? I'm just using those names as an example. If there's a Jeanette and Steve out there, call us. And Jeanette guesses that it's Bumblebee Got Divorced or whatever the movie's. Well, I don't know what crap she has.
Great movie, yeah.
Okay, so Jeanette will win it.
So I just do one with you guys now.
Yes.
Well, one, we'll see how it works. I think so. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Apparently the rules are we have to finish with the jingle as well.
No, we don't.
No, you do have to finish. No, Clint, come on.
No,
people
Lucy.
Live for the jingles.
You're encouraging this. Like, people...
Yes, I know, I love the jingles. Jingles are getting people through the lockdown.
That should be an extra cut on the album.
No, no.
Excuse me, I'm taking off my microphone.
Oh.
So this is the DVD.
You can't show it.
That's the whole point.
I'm tapping it against the table so people know it's here. No, okay. No, that's nothing to do with it. Okay. I'm just tapping it just to say that it exists.
Okay.
I'm now going to describe the cover.
Okay, yes, so do we need to shout our names to guess or should we just guess?
Well, I think you should both have your own.
No.
Ding.
We can't do ding ding and buzzers.
Let's just shout our names. Okay.
So you do a ding, you do your ding ding and then do Clint's.
So
Clint.
Column.
No.
There we go. That's it. Okay, let's move on.
No, Hazy, give Clint the one that we thought would be good.
20 from. Past 8 in the morning. We've got to move on the game.
Okay. So this is a collector's edition.
Okay. Ah, oh, that's a good
Pirates one. Of the Caribbean.
You didn't shout your name.
Column.
Yes.
No, it's
no.
not.
No.
Okay, all right, okay.
Okay, it is a man and a woman.
Oh. Column. Thelma and Louise. Oh no, that's two women. When Harry Met Sally.
No.
Next play, next play.
Very, very old fashioned cover, actually, now that I think about it.
Oh, Clint!
It's PG.
Clint's shouting.
Clint, I shouted my name!
Clint, yes, sorry, Clint. Didn't see you there.
Gone with the Wind.
No.
Column! Casablanca.
No, it's got an orange strip down the side saying collector's edition.
That can be anything. Can move on and show. Tell us about the picture.
Yeah. Or director.
No, I can't tell you about the director.
Okay.
But the guy needs a haircut.
The guy needs a haircut, okay.
I feel like it might be from the 80s.
Oh, Colm! The Wedding Singer.
No.
See, Adam Sandler needs a haircut.
The girl is just looking wistfully out into the stars.
Are they embraced?
No, they're not embraced.
Okay.
Guy! Sorry, Colm!
Yes.
Pretty Woman.
No.
Just gone through all the movies she's ever mentioned.
She has it looks like sunset on the, and her background. He has like clear blue skies.
So they're not together.
They're separate.
No, they're like looking at each other.
It looks like a split screen.
A different scene.
You met us at the garden path.
Yes.
What's my flipping name?
Colm.
An officer and a gentleman.
No.
But it's like that.
Like if she would need to GHD her hair. It's very, very full.
Clint.
Yes.
Romeo and Juliet.
No.
Oh. Okay, give us a bigger clue.
You've got to get better at this, Lucy.
Okay, well, it's set in an American state.
Oh, so it's named after a state. Is it named after a state, a place state?
You can't ask questions.
The place state might be in the title.
Colm!
Yes.
Yes! I have it.
Say it.
Sleepless in Seattle.
He is correct.
Look,
there it is.
Nobody can see it, Lucy.
No, we can't.
No, but it's proof for you guys.
Yeah, we know. We're not going to.
We can take a picture of it.
Oh, goodness.
What a great game.
I think this game is not quite right.
Okay. Don't be boring.
Well, let's see. Okay, 440.
One person was playing with us.
Well, hang on. Let's see. 440.
Two people were playing with us.
Okay.
440-4100. Let's actually see. If somebody calls, ideally two people, then we'll continue. We'll play a song. A couple of songs.
Come on, guys, please, because I've got two more. 440-4100. I've got two beauties to give away.
Okay. 440.
So who gets this?
Colm gets it.
I don't want. I hate that movie.
Oh.
Now, the jingle
good.
Doesn't
I
need
like
to be
it.
Played
so
again.
I actually want to keep it. I want to keep this one.
440-4100. DVD Disasters is on. 440.
The jingle is so freaky. Annabelle returns.
Oh, thank goodness.
It is awful, but it's the third jingle for the lockdown CD, isn't it?
No.
It is, yeah.
Bingo Balls, Harry Harry and DVD Disasters.
So we had another one.
Harry Harry.
No, yesterday.
Oh, Sanitize My Song.
Sanitize My Song.
God, it's a full album.
Oh my God, there's four. Hazy, you need 12 and I'll launch it for you.
Okay, call us now.
It's the best of the Colm and Lucy Breakfast Show on Radio Nova.
Okay, are we ready to play DVD Disasters?
We're ready.
Yes, now, I've got to say, Alan, are you there?
I am.
Alan, really sorry. We've been holding Alan on for about the last 10 minutes.
Oh, God. Poor Alan.
And we had a girl and she disappeared. I think she ran away when she heard the jingle.
Oh.
So I'm going to play. So, Alan, it's you and me playing against each other.
Okay.
Yeah. I know.
Alan, Hazy's useless, so you're going to win, so
you
don't worry.
You need to explain, Lucy. What is this madness?
Explain
okay,
DVD
just
DVD.
To explain, this is called DVD Disaster. This is basically, I was cleaning out my cupboards last night, and I came across some DVDs that I don't want anymore.
Okay.
So I thought, boom, I'll talk to Hazy about it. And Hazy went, give me 2 seconds. He came up with a jingle, and now we have DVD Disasters. It's a new game show replacing Bingo Balls.
Yeah.
So I'm going to describe a DVD.
Yeah.
And Alan and Hazy have got to guess what they think it is. Okay. The winner will get the DVD in a year.
So Alan, the DVD... So she's describing the cover of the DVD. So think of those iconic covers. And what he has to shout out his name.
Shout out your name.
Can we practice that?
Okay.
Practice shouting out your name,
boys.
Alan.
Yeah, lovely.
Colm.
Hazy, do you?
Colm.
No, you're not Alan. You're not Alan.
I said Colm.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Colm.
Oh, shush.
Oh, dear. Okay, he's trying to confuse me. Okay, here we go, guys. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm excited. Are you excited,
Alan? The DVD colour, and everyone at home can play as well. 087-188-100. They can. They can WhatsApp me, because I've got the WhatsApp machine open.
The machine.
I think we call it a tablet.
Okay. Yes.
The cover is grey.
Colm!
The writing... Oh, for God's sake.
That's a blanket.
No.
Okay.
You shouted that out the last time. That's the only one you know.
No, I can shout out the name again because it's a different movie.
Yes, I know, but you can only shout if you've got something interesting to say.
We don't argue during the game.
Okay.
Oh, I think Alan's battery's gone.
Alan!
Yes?
Did you just make up your own little jingle?
No, that was me taking the phone off the Bluetooth.
He's bored, Lucy, he's bored.
Oh, he's bored. Okay, he's bored. Okay, I'll keep going. Okay, the writing is in white. There's a man on the front looking slightly dishevelled. He's wearing a tux.
Oh,
Alan. His tie.
Alan,
yes.
Falling down.
No. No. Looks like he's walking away from a very posh building. No. It's like a gold building. There's a really nice car outside the front as well.
Colin!
Hazy. Yes.
Wall Street.
No. Oh. The man has a gun in his hand.
Oh.
His head is shaved and he's very attractive.
Oh, I know this. But I can't play.
Colin!
Yes.
The Thing.
No.
The movie.
Alan,
Dirty Weapon.
Still alive?
Dirty Weapon. Dirty Lethal Weapon.
Stop Dirty Weapon. I won't accept silly answers. Alan, do you want to guess?
I'm trying to think at the minute.
Okay, it's 15. The age group is 15.
Is it Lethal Weapon, Column?
No. This is a single disc edition.
Oh, a single disc edition.
The guy's dicky bow is kind of disheveled.
Oh, Column. Like
Hazy, go.
Die Hard.
No.
No.
Alan.
Yes, Alan.
Casino Royale.
Yes, Alan!
Yay! Dicky boy, come on, that was the easiest clue.
And you show it to the boys.
Alan,
well done.
Wow.
We'll get your address in 9 months' time because we can't send it to you.
Yeah.
For now.
Would you hang on the line, Alan?
Yeah, no problem.
Alan, we'll talk to you in November.
I mean, Alan wants it.
Well done, Alan!
Oh, my God, Alan. Secondhand DVD. Well done, Alan.
Yes. See you later, man.
It's the best of the Colm and Lucy Breakfast Show on Radio Nova.
We've news of our DVD disasters.
Okay, what's happened?
There's been a turn, a twist.
A turn?
To the saga, yeah. Do you know Alan won Casino Royale there?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Alan's wife's been on. Yes. She's not happy.
She's on now. Marcia, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Good morning, how are you?
Great.
So is Alan grounded or what is happening exactly?
So Alan has about 2 full bags of old DVDs.
The little hoarder.
I know. They actually came from his mother's, but he actually had more. So I'm trying to get rid of them.
Okay. Right. Okay. So you don't want any more of my crap. I understand.
No, thank you.
What do you have? Because maybe we can pick up the game from your house next.
Yeah, exactly. I think we've loads of them.
Okay. Do you?
Although he's probably going to give out to me now, because some of them are box collections. So.
Well, do you have? I'll tell you
keep
what.
Keep anything that's worth a few quid.
Yeah.
Marcia, do you have one that's sort of iconic but dodgy? You know what I mean?
No, not blue. Not blue.
No, not blue. No, God, no.
Alan will want to keep that.
Who says blue nowadays?
Blue movies. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I'm just trying to keep things clean.
Yeah.
Because I'm just thinking, Marcia, if we could we ring you after 9 o'clock and we play with you?
She never wants to speak to us again.
God,
after
no.
This.
Absolutely not.
Why can't we come to your house?
No.
We have very small equipment. We can all keep the
speak
6 meters apart.
This is kind of spirals, guys.
So this is what happens to celebrities, and then before they know what's happened, I've moved in for 3 days.
Okay, so you're not going to play with us after 9. That's a definite no, is it?
No, I actually have work, so sorry.
What about Sunday? What about Sunday? How are you fixed between 2 and 6?
Sunday's a holy day.
You don't work on Sunday. Stop trying to get out of it. Okay, what about next Monday? Like, you pick the date and we'll be here.
You pick the day and the time. We're so desperate.
Yeah. We're so desperate. We just want a friend.
So, Marcia, are you saying that we are not to send you Casino Royale?
No, thank you. We actually already have it, I think.
Okay. Oh, my God, Alan is so greedy.
Does Alan confirm this?
No, he just texted me and said, listen to Radio Nova.
Oh, so have you thrown him out of the house because of the DVDs?
No.
This could be the final nail in Alan's coffin. He has his uses, except for collecting DVDs. Give those DVDs back to your mother-in-law. Get rid of them.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
How many altogether would you say you have?
Well, I think he had about 100, over 100 before.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
And what, like, did he bring it? Was that part of him moving in with you?
No, they came after we got married.
Oh, they came after you?
Yeah.
You never knew about them. Oh.
Well, no, I did, but I thought they were going to stay where they were meant to stay.
With the mother, yeah.
Right. Okay. Alan.
I say dump him.
Alan. Sorry, we got Marcia on the line here. And Marcia is saying that you brought all those
DVDs.
You brought all the DVDs from your mother.
I brought them over to the house from my parents' house,
Yeah.
Well, look, you need to get rid of them. And you already own Casino Royale.
Yes.
Well, I didn't know that was what I was going to win until after I got it.
Do you want to swap it with Sleepless in Seattle? Do you want to swap it with Sleepless in Seattle?
Marcia, can you have Sleepless in Seattle?
I don't think think we have that one.
Okay. How convenient.
Result, we've saved a marriage. Alan and Marcia, thank you very much for appearing on our very first Mr. and Mrs. in UK. Yeah.
It's Mr. and Mrs. DVD.
Guys, take care of yourself. Thanks for being the sport.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Guys.
Bye. But that's how we can do it. We've just developed the whole concept.
What
Mr.
is it?
And Mrs. DVD.
No, it's
couples
not.
Get on. What?
No, I'm liking the idea.
No.
Mr. and Mrs. Mr.
God,
and Mrs.
You've got to
get going to a jingle quickly. You've
DVD
got till 9.
The show.
You can do a jingle during the next break.
No.
We've got Little Holly on the way.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm wrecked. Little Holly's worth €875, everybody.
It's the best of the Colm and Lucy Breakfast Show on Radio Nova.
That's it from the Colm and Lucy podcast. We'll have another podcast up next week. And remember, you can join us live on the radio. Radio Nova, Monday to Friday, 6 to 10.
The Colm and Lucy podcast. Seriously addictive podcasting.
From Nova.ie and Radio Nova.